Cryo Health is one of Providence's latest startups incubated by its Digital Innovation Group. With Cryo Health, Providence wanted to develop what it calls a digital flywheel to better engage with patients and remove barriers to care by personalizing individuals' health journeys and seamlessly connecting them to the right services, products, and resources. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily. It's Tuesday, March 26th. Thanks so much for joining us. Providence is known for rolling out other digital companies, such as DexCare, a digital operating system for hospitals, and Zelf, a digital prescribing and monitoring platform. On today's episode, we hear the second half of my conversation with Sara Vaezzi, Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Digital Officer for Providence. When we spoke in October, we talked more about Priya's value proposition and what Providence has learned from developing these technologies over the past several years. Here's the rest of our conversation. What has been your value proposition to health systems as you begin introducing Priya to the market?
If you recall, I said, you know, and at the very beginning, like every industry really needs to have closeness to their users in order to remain like relevant. Providence, we need to be closer to our patients, to the consumers that we have in our ecosystem, as well as to our broader communities that we serve. That is the kind of the ticket in order to be relevant and not to be disintermediated. And one big topic of conversation over the last several years has been disruption and disintermediation. And so that closeness to the consumer is one of the ways by which we can protect ourselves against that disruption or that disintermediation. And you know, one of the concepts that we've talked about is the flywheel. The flywheel is essentially for us, it's something that enables us to build that relationship with the consumer so that they keep coming back when they have relevant needs or concerns, whether it's related to health or healthcare delivery. The hard numbers that we've seen is like at least, even in its early stages, a $20 million incremental benefit to the system just by building this identity that supports us in getting new consumers online with us and engaged. It supports efficiency in terms of certain things within, for instance, our contact centers around like your identity and password reset, for instance. And then most importantly, it drives these next best actions. So folks are actually getting their tasks completed, getting the appointments that they need booked, getting you know, their prescriptions refilled in a timely fashion that, and so taking the friction out, getting all that has driven an incremental financial benefit to us within a 12-month period. And then looking forward, and we're seeing early results around this as well, which is that it helps engage on an ongoing basis. So there's, you know, the lifetime value or the long-term value goes up, the cost per acquisition goes down, and we're seeing the results of that in its early stages today. So that's the value proposition. Build that close relationship, get out of that sort of potential disruption zone, and do so because you're taking friction out, creating an access channel that's really easy to engage with and closes the loop for the consumer.
So Priya Health is Providence's fourth incubated technology. What have you learned from the three previous technologies?
This is a great question because we've learned quite a lot and it has been quite a journey. You know, the Digital Innovation Group and our development efforts have been around for over 8 years. And each of the three prior times where we incubated something, we did it with a different approach. Our first cycle around this resulted in a company called Zelf, X-E-A-L-T-H, which some of your listeners may be familiar with. It's a digital prescription platform and a digital formulary. That was an EIR-driven model. So we had a group of four entrepreneurs and residents who had worked together in other industries come. And, you know, they kind of just went and explored in a very free sort of way all of the different challenges associated with the system and built the company From there, Mike McSherry is the CEO, and he's a great partner of ours today. And, you know, what we did in that scenario was simply to create the environment and sort of the conditions for them to go and innovate and you know, get access to the clinical operating environment of the system, as well as the technical environment, so that they could launch a company. So we created the kind of the environment and the conditions for that. But Mike McSherry and his team built Zelth. The second time, we actually built a product that then was acquired by Wildflower Health, which is a family health management, women's health personalization company. They're focused a lot on like value-based maternity these days. And that was a very different model again, because we had built a product that was then acquired. The third time around, and I'm just giving these examples so I can kind of then tell you what we learned. The third time around, we built a company called DexCare. And DexCare was spun out of the Digital Innovation Group and Providence in April of 2021. That was the, I would say, the biggest effort that we had undertaken. And in that case, Providence staff, Providence as an organization, the DIG folks that we have, we birthed that company. So we developed the idea in partnership with our clinical and operating teams, and we built the technology. Over 20 of our Digital Innovation Group folks went to that company when it was spun out, and it was a massive undertaking. DexCare has now raised $150 million over the course of the last 2 years, and they have a lot of external customers. They're led by Derek Street, who was a multi-time successful entrepreneur previously and is now leading DexCare. You know, from each of these experiences, we learned one, like how to create a new company out of a nonprofit health system, how to get really deep on the problem. And DexCare in particular, as well as Praya, we've gotten very, very deep on the problem, both from a ClinOps perspective, as well as from a technology perspective. And so, you know, this problem, for instance, that Praya is solving around like getting systems out of this disruption zone, it's not something, or, you know, focusing on consumer engagement, it's not something that nobody else is solving, but the way we solve it and the ability that we have to get deep on the problem is unparalleled. And so we're really leaning into that. The way by which we actually launch these companies, our connections with the venture community and those folks that ultimately finance these companies, we've really honed that. And so we've learned a lot across operations, across technology, and across sort of company development in each of these progressive cycles that we're now applying to Praya. So I'm personally very excited because I think it's going to be a really industry-changing technology, given all of these lessons that we've built on, and just the magnitude of the problem and the way that we've gone about solving it. And then lastly, we've brought on, because we've had a good track record, we've brought on an incredible entrepreneur, Justin Dearborn, who has a long history in health tech and has demonstrated an incredible ability to build companies and create value for folks, for like the user in the market. And we wouldn't have been able to attract somebody of that caliber if we didn't have this track record.
With that track record in mind, what are you broadly looking at next to further your digital strategy?
I'll focus on the big areas that we're, you know, sort of tackling from a problem space perspective. We're going to continue to support our system and dive even deeper on access. DexCare has done a tremendous amount of work, and they are an access optimization platform. But, you know, the access problems that exist out there are so complex and so vast that we'll continue to work in that space and supporting our communities and being able to get access to our services. The second big area is engagement, which again, Praya is in the engagement field, but again, it's about as expansive as you can possibly imagine. And so there are lots of different ways to drive engagement, and we'll continue to lean in there. The third big area is around navigation. We also have something called Grace, which is our navigation platform. It's a chat bot that lives within this platform as well. She's still under development. I say she because of the name Grace. She's still in development, but she also works in concert with the platform that Praia has deployed across our system. But Grace is a conversational navigation platform, and especially with the large language models that have gained a bit more, you know, sort of public availability and our ability to use them, we're leaning in heavily to leveraging those technologies for navigation platforms. So that's another big area, just folks not having to general contract their own care or their own sort of how they make their way through these very sort of expert systems, which are really difficult to navigate. So those are three big areas. And then in general, you know, as we build on that, we are really focused on the front end for the system in terms of, you know, generating, aggregating, capturing demand. And then once we do that, once we have built this relationship with our, you know, from a front end perspective, we also in the background can do really deep operational transformation and business model transformation to support like sustainability of health systems, which has been really, really challenged. So new business models that kind of build on these different big thematic areas is something that we're going to be leaning more and more into.
You mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that Providence has this really unique vantage point. It's not only a very large health system, but it also has this digital incubator that's spinning off these companies. Not all systems have a digital division with the scope that Providence does. But, you know, what would you want a hospital or health system executive listening to this conversation to really take away from what Providence is doing and maybe what they can apply to their own digital strategy? What advice would you give them?
The advice I often give is, in developing a digital strategy, don't dabble. We have gotten really focused around our thesis and the, like, you know, where we deploy our digital efforts. We've got a fantastic, information services organization that does a lot of other work, like for instance, that is in the infrastructure around some of the core technologies that the system has to operate on, like for instance, the electronic medical record or our enterprise resource planning technologies. And they're focused a lot on modernization in that regard. They also focus on clinically facing, like caregiver facing technologies. So we've sort of functionally from like a business problem standpoint and a clinical problem standpoint divided up the world, and we are able to be laser focused on the front end of the organization around that theme of like, you know, generating, aggregating, and capturing demand. So that's allowed us to innovate really quickly and have some like measurable impact. It's really hard to do so when you're spread thin or you're dabbling. So that's advice, piece of advice one, pick something and be very sort of targeted at how you do that so that you can actually measure the value, because digital is one of the first places that starts to be seen as a nice to have. And as the financial situation for health systems has worsened over the course of the last couple of years, many digital teams have either been disbanded or consolidated into other functions because it was perceived as a nice to have. So don't get yourself into that situation. Don't just engage in science projects or just dabbling. Be very targeted about it. The second is there are folks out there that you can partner with. We as a system, I mean, one of the reasons why we're so out there in terms of trying to get the word out is that Providence can't do it alone, and or any of the other systems, even the systems with, you know, scale and the ability to do digital innovation with a resource investment behind it. We still don't account for the entire market. We don't account for the entire provider ecosystem. And so we try to get the word out, and we want to work with others. We want to work with others on specific problems. We also want to work with others in terms of how we kind of do digital innovation broadly at scale. So reach out, partner, Find good infrastructure partners, find good digital innovation partners, and just really lean into that, like, sort of collective wisdom as opposed to trying to go it alone.
That was Sara Vaezi, Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy and Digital Officer for Providence. She joined me to talk more about Praia Health, Providence's fourth incubated technology that aims to increase patient engagement by personalizing individuals' health journeys and seamlessly connecting them to the right services, products, and resources. This episode originally aired on October 16th. This has been Just Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm J. Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. We'll be back with healthcare business and policy news updates tomorrow, as always, in 10 minutes or less. In the meantime, you can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at justhealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.